to lower the number of the Muslim diaspora in those countries.
How is that done?
Above all, by the definition of Islamism as a political and not religious affiliation, which would be the grounds not only for the denial of citizenship, but also for removal.
You're talking about not only new immigration policies, but also perhaps even what?
Deportation. Let's be quite frank about it. If you support an ideology that is inherently seditious and detrimental to the objectives, goals, and dynamics of a democratic state, then you do not belong. And for any Muslim to claim that on the one hand they can be supportive of the mandated violence against infidels and institutionalized discrimination against them that is contained in the Quran, and at the same time that they can swear an oath of allegiance when they become U.S. citizens, is simply incongruous. To a truly devout Muslim, the Quran and Sharia is the only legitimate source of loyalty. The fewer Muslims there are in a non-Muslim society, the less likely to be hit by terrorist violence it is.